It's Thanksgiving weekend, and in the podcast world, you know what that means. Turkey, family, and terrible download numbers. That's why so many podcasts take the week off. But you got all excited for a fresh episode of Unsung Science, and we didn't want to send you away empty-handed, empty-eared, whatever. So today, we're offering a Pogue Science Dose in another form. A free audiobook excerpt from my 2021 literary opus, How to Prepare for Climate Change. You're going to hear the introduction, which is designed to teach you the difference between mitigation and adaptation and convince you to keep doing the former, but start doing the latter. I'm David Pogue, and this is Unsung Science, The Substitute.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com. Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit www.dexcom.com/compatibility.
There are so many amazing days on the way to your wedding day, and Zola's here for all of them. Like the day you find your perfect venue, the day you almost skip to the mailbox to send your invites, and the day you realize making a budget isn't so scary. Zola has everything you need to plan the wedding you want. Like a free website for your guests to RSVP and shop your registry. And those not-so-amazing days? Talk to Team Z, Zola's expert wedding advisors, who know exactly what you're going through. They're here to answer any questions or just listen to you vent. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola is here for all the days along the way. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Introduction. Maybe you're liberal, maybe you're conservative. Maybe you think the climate crisis is man-made. Maybe you think it's just natural cycles. Maybe you think the whole thing is a Chinese hoax. Guess what? It doesn't matter. The world is getting hotter, natural systems are going haywire, and you should begin to prepare. Even if we stopped burning fossil fuels and chopping down forests tomorrow, we wouldn't stop climate change. We wouldn't stop land ice from melting, millions of people from enduring forced migration, thousands of animal species from going extinct, and thousands of people from dying every year from insane weather events that are hitting steadily more frequently. That's because 93% of our new improved heat has gone into the oceans, which take decades or centuries to heat up or cool down. As a result, the planet's climate would take a lifetime to reset. In short, the time for bickering about who or what is at fault is long gone. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, is the world's most authoritative climate assembly, 1,300 scientists from all over the world. Every few years, they release a sort of how screwed are we report card. In the latest report, the IPCC projects that the Earth's average temperature will rise between 2.5 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 100 years. And that's a very conservative estimate. After all, it had to earn a consensus of government bureaucrats. It's time to accept the new realities. Of extreme weather, sure, but also what that weather will mean for our everyday lives. A lot of conflict, cost, and chaos. In 2007, the New York Times interviewed John Holdren, Barack Obama's senior science advisor. What he said has become famous in climate circles. We basically have three choices: mitigation, adaptation, and suffering. We're going to do some of each. The question is what the mix is going to be. Once you start reading about climate science, you encounter these terms a lot. Mitigation means trying to stop climate change. Replace fossil fuels with clean power, eat less beef, fly less, grow trees instead of clear-cutting them, adopt smarter farming and industrial techniques, drive less, have fewer children. Adaptation means coping with climate change. Build seawalls, raise houses, move farmland to cooler regions, plant heat-tolerant trees, buy out homeowners in flood-prone areas. Suffering. Well, you'll be hearing plenty about that. Here's an analogy. Suppose you're all dressed up and suddenly it starts raining hard. Mitigation would be aiming a blow dryer at the sky in hopes of drying up the rain. Adaptation would be opening an umbrella. There's no longer any intra-expert arguing over mitigation versus adaptation. It's too late for that. We have to do both as hard and as fast as possible. Reams have been written about what you as an individual can do to pursue mitigation, and you should. You should mitigate the hell out of your home, your family, your town, your employer, your voting record. But so far, the only people doing much adaptation are governments, corporations, and institutions. Where does that leave you, the individual? You can't build a seawall this weekend. You can't persuade farmers to move north. You can't develop drought-proof seeds. That's where this book comes in. It's a practical guide to adaptation steps that you can take as one person for your own benefit, your families, and your communities. It's about where to live, how to invest, what to eat, how to build, what insurance you need, how to talk to your kids. It's also about how to prepare for the extremes that are coming soon to weather near you. Floods, fires, heat waves, droughts, superstorms, water shortages, food shortages, power failures, and social disruption. Earlier this year, the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii recorded carbon dioxide at 421 parts per million, the highest level in human history. And now you understand what that means. I hope you've enjoyed your complimentary dip into How to Prepare for Climate Change, the audiobook. I hope you'll get the book itself in paper, as an ebook, or as an audiobook, if the topic interests you. But above all, I hope you prepare for climate change in your own way. Meanwhile, I'll be back next week with a new, fully produced episode of Unsung Science. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Unsung Science ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. But before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Almost a century ago, a murder-suicide rocked a quiet London neighborhood. But there's a lot more to this story. And I'm documenting my investigation in the new podcast, Ghost Story. Ghosts aren't real. At least that's what I've always believed. Sure, odd things happened in my childhood bedroom, but ultimately, I shrugged it all off. That is, until a couple of years ago, when I discovered that every subsequent occupant of that house is convinced they've experienced something inexplicable too, including the most recent inhabitant who says she was visited at night by the ghost of a faceless woman. It just so happens that the alleged ghost haunting my childhood room might just be my wife's great-grandmother, who was murdered in the house next door by two gunshots to the face. Ghost Story, a podcast about family secrets, overwhelming coincidence, and the things that come back to haunt us. Follow Ghost Story on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.